This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump insists he has an absolute right to declare a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border without congressional approval. 16 states have filed suit, claiming he has no such authority. When he announced the declaration last Friday, Mr. Trump said he expected to lose the initial legal fights, but predicted he would prevail in the U.S. Supreme Court. More now from AP Saagar Magani.
Some 16 states are suing, calling the declaration unconstitutional. The president says he figured legal action was coming and predicts he'll beat it.
We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
But Democrats say it's executive overreach and want Republicans to stand with them against what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a brazen assault on the Constitution. A top advisor here has said the president's prepared to issue his first veto if Congress votes to disapprove of the declaration. Saagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump denies asking his former acting attorney general to put an ally in charge of a federal investigation into hush money paid to two women during the 2016 election campaign. The New York Times has reported that Mr. Trump called Matthew Whitaker to ask if he would put the probe in the hands of a U.S. attorney who had already recused himself from the case. The investigation involves payments made by Michael Cohen, Trump's longtime lawyer, to two women who said they had affairs with Mr. Trump. Cohen has pled guilty to campaign finance violations related to the payments and awaits the start of his federal prison term. For all the day's news every day, we invite you to go online to voanews.com or to use the VOA News mobile app. A truck convoy today carried civilians away from the last area of Syria still under the control of Islamic State militants. At least eight trucks carried people away from the town of Baghouz. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is summoning church leaders from around the world for a teaching week on how to deal with cases of sex abuse by members of the clergy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Many Catholic Church leaders around the world continue to protect the church's reputation by denying that priests abuse children and by discrediting victims. Now Francis is bringing together some 190 presidents of bishops' conferences, religious orders and Vatican offices for lectures and workshops on preventing sex abuse in their churches, tending to victims and investigating abuse. Survivors will be meeting with summit organisers and the bishops themselves ahead of the unique meeting starting Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says he wants to see North Korea give up its nuclear weapons program, but adds he is not in any rush because U.S. relations with Pyongyang are good going into next week's summit in Vietnam.
I'd just like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. I think we will see that ultimately. I have no pressing time schedule.
Mr. Trump said his second meeting with Kim Jong-un would be very exciting, but did not disclose what he hoped to achieve. North Korea's former deputy ambassador to Britain, Tae Young-ho, told reporters Tuesday that Pyongyang's long-term goal was to remove the U.S. and United Nations presence from the Korean Peninsula. Six Citgo company executives, five of them U.S. citizens, have been in jail for 15 months in Venezuela in what their families say are inhumane conditions. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
On the weekend before Thanksgiving 2017, six top Citgo executives were called to Caracas by the head of Venezuela's state-run oil company for an emergency meeting. Once there, they were arrested by the government under Nicolas Maduro. Five of the six are Americans, including Tomeo Vidal. His daughter, Christina Vidal, says they are determined to get him and the others released.
My father is staying strong for us, and we are not going to stop, and we're not going to give up until we can bring him home.
The six are being kept in a cell with some 80 other prisoners. They have seen their preliminary hearing postponed a dozen times. Maduro also purged the state-run oil company, sending dozens to jail, including its president, who died in custody. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S.-China trade talks have moved to Washington after a round of discussions in Beijing. Meanwhile, President Trump appears to have backed away from his threat of a dramatic hike in tariffs on Chinese goods set to go into effect on March 1st. Mr. Trump says that deadline could be put off if negotiators are close to a deal. The White House says the talks will focus on achieving needed structural changes in China that affect trade with the United States. Gene Randall, VOA News.